Hello? Vlad?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is this Vlad?
Yes.
Fantastic. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke last month regarding branding your business on Google. In fact, we spoke before that, too, in November. I wanted to follow up with you. You were kind of saying in the beginning of the year would be a better time to get your company on Google. Is that still the case? Is this good timing for you?
So just one question. When start to work this my website? When people can find easier? When I will have the help?
So we'll start right away creating the content, the 70 different directories that Google looks for. You know, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, all that content talks about your services and will link back to the website. Now, I don't see a website that I have on file. Is there a website that you currently have? My notes say we would build one for you.
Yeah, this is AV Global Construction, and you will find all the information. This is partnerspainttouch.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I got that. So yeah, we would promote that existing website, and the calls come to you, of course. You know, you're not paying for the lead. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate, and we could promote your existing site. Like I said, that's what it's going to take to get you on your website where people can find it. The content that the search engine searched for. And like I said, we start creating that content within the first few days.
So how long need wait for people calling for results? How long?
So it, like I said, it's a month-to-month service. So we have to get your phone ringing. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. And with that being said, then that first month, you're definitely going to get phone calls. Now, there is a little bit of time for us to create that content and for it to get indexed by Google, but so that means the second month is going to be even better than the first. But in that first month, getting you, I think, even just one job, I mean, for the services you provide, one job would justify the cost of $199, right? But no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat rate.
So what's the point if I paid for one company, same like you earlier, but this doesn't work, nothing, don't answer me. So this crazy.
Yeah, I mean, your success online is going to depend on who you work with. Now, I don't know if you've actually paid someone to try this out before, but the reason we're calling you, well, first of all, you're not on that first page. So, you know, whoever's trying to get you on that first page isn't doing their job. But I can see why. I mean, I search for your services. I search for your company even. When I look for your business by name, when I'm looking for AV Global Construction, when I'm looking in your area, like I'm basically telling Google, please show me everything that this company has online. There is just not the content. I mean, your customers aren't going to do that, right? You don't want your customers to have to know the name of your company to find you. You want them just to type in remodeling contractor or whatever it is. You want to show up without somebody already knowing the name of your business. But I'm doing a search so I can find what is out there for you, you know, because our job is to create the missing content. And when I do that search, I should, in fact, see page after page after page of directory submissions. You know, you should be on almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a Yelp listing, there's a Facebook page, looks like a YP.com and a Bing listing, but that's really about it. It's 97% inaccurate, meaning that for 97% of what Google needs to see for a business to be on that first page, you have missing content, okay? So our job is, of course, to create that content that's missing for you so that you do pop up. The businesses that pop up on Google have relevant content that the search engines can verify, that Google and Bing can verify. So the more often that we can show that you are, in fact, providing that service in that area, that convinces Google that they can confidently put you on that first page for those searches, that people will be able to call you, that you'll pick up the phone, talk to those people, and provide that service. So, like I said, we would create the content, and you'll be able to track it. You know, within 3 to 5 business days, that content is trackable through your system, meaning that every directory that Google wants to see will have its own icon in your back office, your tracking system. You can click on it and open it up. You can see that we did create the content that Google is looking for, and all of it linking back to that painters.painterstouch.com. So that's what's going to get your phone ringing, the content that Google looks for. When you're on that first page, you can't help but get phone calls. People will go to the first page of Google and Bing looking to find the right company to call. Not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you, but the ones that do, that's actually good news. You're not going to get random phone calls from people just looking for an estimate. You'll get phone calls from people who saw your website first. They know that you do what they're looking for. They can even, you know, see that you, whether it's painting or remodeling or tile, laminate, they'll know that you do exactly what they want to have done. By the time they decide to call you, it's because they want to hire you. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And of course, I mean, $199 a month, one job offsets the cost of our service for many months at a time, right?
So when the people will type just painter or a modeling company, my company will show him, or how
correct.
Does it work?
Yeah, painter, okay. Remodeling contractor, drywall repair, you know, interior painting, window installation, kitchen cabinet, any of the services that you provide, your company will pop up for those searches and you'll get those calls directly to you. So you're absolutely right. They don't have to know the name of your company. They just know that they need someone who can provide the service that you provide. And then, of course, when they type in that search, they find you on the first page. You're one of those companies that they can call. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate.
So how I can pay you?
Well, you know, it is billing month to month. You can stop at any time. We would do a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. And that attaches to your account as an added form of protection. So you know that it is a flat rate of $199, that it's month to month. We accept credit and debit card, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover. What I was able to do when we spoke before is to waive the setup fee. So it's just $199 out the door, no setup fee. And I would still be able to honor that reduced rate.
So you will call me every month to pay payments?
It would be set to bill automatically, but you can stop at any time. That, of course, cuts down on our cost, and we pass on the savings to you. But if you wanted to stop the service, you can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. I mean, unless you wanted me to call you before it billed, I could do that, but otherwise it would bill automatically, or you could call us to pause it or cancel.
Okay, can I pay you now?
Yeah, we do accept, like I said, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. What's going to work best for you?
Let me go to pick up the cards. You want to send me an email with a receipt?
You will get an email receipt before we get off the phone call. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is 4037 as Visa.
Mm-hmm.
4037-8402.
Okay.
3563.
Mm-hmm.
5412.
The expiration month and year?
12/25.
12/2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
831.
So I have 831 on the back, and I've got December or 12/2025 for the expiration date. The card itself was that 4037-8402-3563-5412.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then what is the actual billing address of that card? Is it in Renton or Auburn?
This is Auburn.
Auburn. Okay. Is it the 11257 Southeast 325th Street?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And is the name on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your name.
My name.
Your first name is V-A-L-A-D, Vlad?
Full name V-L-D, V-L-A-D-Y-S-L-A-V.
V-L-A, how it appears on the card, V-L-A-D-Y-S-A-D?
Okay, one more time. V-L-A-D-Y-S-L-A-V.
Z like zebra, the last letter, correct?
V like Victor.
Oh, V, I'm sorry, V like Victor. There is just a little bit of static on the line, but you prefer to go by Vlad, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how do you spell your last name?
Berdar, B-E-R-D-A-R.
The first letter is B like boy or V like Victor?
Yes.
B like boy.
Boy.
So B-E-R-V like Victor, A-R, correct?
D,
like David.
D-A-R.
Yeah. Sometimes just a tiny bit of static on the line makes it difficult to differentiate some of those.
B-E-R-D-A-R.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward.
You have my email address?
Let me make sure that I have that as well. I'm just getting everything updated on this particular page. And then you will get an email after I process the payment. I'm actually required, though, to read the voice verification before I can process that payment. But let me just get to the email screen here. Okay. For an email, I've got avglobalcs@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I've got the voice verification pulled up here. And then, like I said, you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. The voice verification reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?" I have AV Global Construction. Is that accurate? Is that correct?
Yes, AV Global Construction LLC.
And the LLC part of it as well. And then please state your name and your official title within the business. You're the owner, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then just for the sake of the recording, Mr. Berdar, can you restate your name?
Vladislav Berdar.
Okay. And then, Mr. Berdar, as the owner of AB Global Construction LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that visa ending 5412 in your name, you are then, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, that people who do need your services are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely manner to both phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Now, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does also say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, the reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone else, we would want to know about it so we can make sure that the information that they might create is accurate and consistent for your business. Balad, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now,
so what's the phone number? I can
give that to you now, but it is included towards the end here. But it's 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635.
Wait a minute.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
One more time.
877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. And then it's option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And that's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay? Now, as soon as we process the payment, you're going to get that information by email as well. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, that flat rate of $199, no setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive, will be charged today, the 10th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, of course, no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you.
Okay.
Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Like I said, we offer the services on a month-to-month basis, meaning at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can pause the service if you get more work than you can take on or if you need to go on vacation. Again, all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Balad, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Berdar, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in just about a minute here, you are going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. And I did already give you that information as well. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. So you're going to get that invoice email. Now, on the invoice email, there will be a link to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll even receive that link by direct text message. You might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive either that text or the email, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Looks like we are booked out for 2 o'clock and for 3 o'clock. Things get a little bit crowded at the end of the day. But if we're looking to tomorrow, we could do as early as 7 or as late as 3 o'clock. Again, that's Pacific time. The one exception is the lunch break at noon. It takes about 30 minutes. The call gets you about 10, 15 minutes after the top of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer. Did you want something as early as 7 or as late as 3 or somewhere in the middle?
I work in now, so I don't know what time I will be home.
Well, the last time that we have tomorrow is 3 o'clock. If you wanted to look towards Thursday, we could do that too. We just kind of want to get the client interview done quickly so we can get the information started for you. Do you think 3 o'clock tomorrow might work?
I don't know.
You don't
know?
It's
so hard. I think
what about Thursday? Yes, we all have those days where we're just nonstop running around like a chicken with our head cut off. Is Thursday better for you?
Let me ask my daughter. I will text her if she will ask me. She will help me with this. Can you call me back 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
No, she
today?
Said. She said. No. She said tomorrow. But
tomorrow at 3. Okay. Yeah.
I need. No. I need work tomorrow. Oh man. Tomorrow Wednesday. Okay, I will try, tomorrow 3 o'clock.
Okay. If we're not able to reach you, we'll try for the whole hour or at least, you know, up until past 3:30 where we wouldn't have time to complete it. Being that it's the last call of the day, we might try, you know, for 45 minutes or so to get in touch with you if we don't reach you. And then, of course, we'll try to reschedule it after that. So if I'm available on that, when that call is ready to be made from our technician, I'll be part of it as well to kind of introduce you to your technician. If I'm not on that call, they'll just call you directly. They've got everything in the notes here, so they'll be able to take care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, and then, of course, for security purposes moving forward, I wanted to set up a security question and answer on your account. This is for your protection, Vlad. Anyone calling us, telling us they're associated with AV Global Construction LLC would need to know at least the answer if we gave them the question. Anyone calling you and telling you that they're with Local Splash or with Google will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the question and answer without being prompted. Your options are your first pet's name or the city you were born in. First pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Vinogradov.
Your first Is that the city you were born in?
Yes.
Could
it's
you spell
Ukraine
that?
City.
Yeah, that's fine.
let me type in. This is VINOGRADOVO.
Okay. Gotcha. With an O at the end. All right. I have to type that in twice. So that's going to be the answer on your security question. And like I said, if I'm available, I'll be on that phone call. But other than that, you're all set. Oh, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
I see email from you, yeah.
The email.
I have.
Perfect.
Yeah, I see.
So if you open up the email, the invoice email that we're talking about, you may have also received a welcome email. It looks like that one's about to be sent out. But the invoice email says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Vlad, if you click on the click here, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Maybe it's too much English for me. I have email from you, so yes. So.
Okay. So,
I see receive here. Yeah.
Yeah. If you click on the click here part of it, it's going to take you to the terms of experience. I just needed to walk you through it a little bit here. So it should say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click here is in blue. And if you click on it, it opens up the next tab.
Oh, I see. Click here.
Yeah. Yeah. So then services on the left-hand side, Google Business Profile Optimization will mirror the content on Bing as well.
Mm-hmm.
The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the information is accurate. So we do want you to click on that box. Put a little check mark by clicking on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, it's going to ask you to either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So your full name as it appears on the card, not just Vlad. But once you've got your name, and of course, capital V, capital B, but once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box just below it. So that does a few things. It lets us know, of course, that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is already accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when you see it ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know if you see that.
So what I need to do first, type my name and last name?
Type in your first and last name as it appears. So your
mm-hmm.
full first name, space between capital V and, of course, capital B.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else lowercase.
And after that, sing or confirm or...
Yes, then click the confirm signature. Click confirm signature below it.
Oh, signature, man.
Yeah, that's kind of an electronic signature when you type it in.
This doesn't work. I typed in my name.
Did you click the line? The line that is above signature, there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer on that card. Did you click on that box?
I type my name and I place the term terms by checking and of the about tech box.
Yeah, there's a box above the line that you need to click. So tap or click on that box.
What is the thing? Confirm signature or?
And then confirm, yes, confirm signature again.
But I know this signature.
Well, you're typing in your name, so that's like an electronic signature. Just confirm your name then.
Oh, okay.
As it appears. Just to confirm that we have the correct name and to confirm that you are the one, authorized to make these purchasing decisions for your company.
It still doesn't work.
What are you seeing on your end?
Cancel or confirm? Confirm signature, but
yes.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. So you click the box, you see a check mark, right? The box above the long line, you click on it, when you click on that box, it should show a check mark for you.
Mm-mm. Under my first name and last name, today date, right?
Yeah, you don't have to put in the date. The date does populate on its own. If there's a check mark in the box,
this date here.
Yeah, that date there is fine. And if you've got a check mark in the box, that small box above the line, you've got Vladislav Berdar typed in with a capital V and a capital B and a space between your first and last name, but not a space before the V or after the last letter, the last R, then it should work when you click confirm signature. That's going to give us a head start on your account. It will allow us to get things started even before we do that client interview. So it is an important step in the process. I know it's a little bit, it needs to be exact how the name appears, but once you've got it typed in, VLADYSLAV space, capital BERDAR, you should be able to.
I did this, but I can't confirm signature. It doesn't work.
Interesting. So our technician.
The terms and checking of the about checkbox.
You click the box above the line that says that you certify that you're authorized.
Oh, maybe. That's right. Yeah, now. Oh, okay. Hello?
Yeah, so let me just update on my screen.
Yeah, now it's good.
Okay, gotcha. So, you don't have to type in a username or a password right now. That's simply to access your tracking system, which has not yet been created because we have to do your client interview first. But you're all set and squared away on my end. You'll receive an email reminder. At this point, you'll receive the confirmation email. You'll receive the invoice email, which you already have. Tomorrow, though, you'll receive a reminder email at 2 o'clock that your client interview is scheduled at 3 o'clock. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is more for your records, but you don't have to respond to it. It's going to say local splash CI. ENG, that's just client interview in English, then it's got your name, your username. Your phone number is the username. So 206-306-4183, that's the username for the account. You don't have to type that in, though. In fact, right now you wouldn't even be able to put in a password because there is not a password created yet. But once we get your tracking system activated, you'll receive by text and email your username again and the password that you can use to access your account. Other than that, though, you are all set and squared away on my end. real pleasure speaking with you today. I think that we first spoke, if I can go back on my notes, I think it was like mid-November, like the 10th of November when we first spoke with you. So we're happy to get this going for you, and looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, if I'm available in that 3 o'clock hour when we try to call you, I'll be on that phone call as well. If not, our client interview technician will call you directly. Okay?
Okay. Yes,
Mr. Bradar, pleasure speaking with you, Vlad. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. Thanks again.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you too. Bye-bye now.